Warning. This episode will contain strong sexual content, the likes of which you have never heard. So if you are under the age of 18 or easily offended, I recommend that you turn off this video or iTunes MP3 file. Welcome to the 16th hentai episode of the Anime Addicts Anonymous podcast.
I'm so tired right now. You guys better realize how much I fucking love you all.
So sexy.
No, I'm just kidding. These are fun.
Roku's got sausage in his buns.
Sausage in my bun! Also, wild turkey in my bun! Yes.
So on a scale from 1 to 10, how drunk and high are you right now?
Well, on the high scale, probably towards, like, I have a very high tolerance. Probably, like, a 6. And on the drunk scale, I haven't even started yet. I had a beer. Then I came back from my friend's house. Now I'm drinking some Wild Turkey American Honey, baby. Not really anything strong. 36% pretty much. So, we'll see how it goes. I'll start drinking fast.
72 proof, you pussy.
I know. This is stuff to be enjoyed. This is the kind of stuff a man of class drinks. You little bitch.
A man of class drinks Wild Turkey in mass quantity. Anyway. Yeah. So, what are we talking about tonight? We are talking about
cafe ideas for the naughty parts of Japan, more specifically Akihabara. Do you have any naughty ideas, Mitsugi?
These ideas might not be entirely legal. We should put that out there, too.
Yeah, in fact, most of them aren't. Japan's a little prude.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know, I think these wouldn't fly in America, either.
Yeah, well, yeah, we have...
Probably not. Definitely not in Maine. In Maine, strippers can't even show their nipples or their pussies.
What?
What's the point?
Yeah, and my stripper friend still makes $300 a night. Fuck her. I'd like this sleazy little joint in downtown Bangor.
Holy fucking shit. $300 a night?
And she doesn't even have
to show her nipples? That's fucking bullshit.
What the hell? She
makes more money than you, huh?
Yeah, she does make more money than I do. But how many nights a week does she work?
Well, you also have decency in class. She, on the other hand, does not have class.
Is she at least hot?
She's a stripper. Doesn't even strip.
Is she a hot stripper?
Yeah, she's kind of hot. She smokes cigarettes so rampantly, which is kind of gross.
Yeah, fuck that. Anyway,
get away from me, cat, you little bitch.
Now that my opinions of Maine have plummeted significantly.
I know, right? What the fuck? You think I'm in this freezing ass fucking hellhole? They think they know how to fucking party, at least.
Jesus Christ. It's like Haven for THO. Let them show the nipples.
Fucking right.
Roku, next time you come to Florida, we'll go to Tampa and go to Mons Venus, where it's full nudity.
Yeah, baby.
Where it's full nudity.
I was there one time before. I blew like $150 that night having Skittles and Cristal rub up against me.
Skittles and Cristal.
It's full nudity, full context. You just can't touch the hoo-hoo area.
Yeah, you can rub their boobs and stuff.
Yeah, so apparently tweaking somebody, like rubbing someone's nipple is low class in an establishment of such high class as Mons Venus is.
Oh, so you can't rub the nipple?
She said that I was dirty, and I almost said to her, "You're a fucking stripper." Telling me that's dirty? We're at that fucking pole, bare-ass naked, whereas all of your girlfriend's vaginas have been, like, slathering that pole with their disgusting juices.
Somehow we're talking about strip clubs.
Mons Venus should move to Akihabara.
Idea number one.
That blew those little Japanese guys' minds.
Dude... The Japanese
wouldn't know what to do with all those FSU girls.
No, they would have no idea what
to
do.
They'd have massive nosebleeds, but they'd have to have troughs for all the blood.
No, they would. If there was like a full nudity, full contact strip club in Japan, like Mons Venus, I mean, they wouldn't know what to do. They just wouldn't. I don't even know if people would go because they wouldn't even know how to handle themselves.
Well,
that or it would be like the kinkiest, most perverted place ever that you like have a line to get into.
That would be awesome.
Okay, anyway, back on track. First cafe idea.
Look at Mitsugi trying to keep us on track for a hentai episode.
Ugh,
it's adorable. I hate everything!
Why do I even fucking bother? It's a tentacle rape cafe.
I look at that photo of on the form of the cat that says, "I hate everything," in context of Mitski, and I just laugh.
All right, Roko. Tentacle rape cafe. Go.
Oh, baby, that would just like, well, you'd have to have a couple options. You could either go in, and for those that are just sick, you could either, take the left and get tentacle raped for a small fee of...
Who the fuck would want to get tentacle raped? That's not a good thing.
Maybe some people need a good tentacle raping to wake up in the morning. I mean,
see,
you never know.
You know what I see? I see, like, a wall with tentacles coming out of it. And then, like, you could pay to put your arms into the tentacles and, like, rub up on the girl and stuff because you could only do it, like, flat palm through, like, the tentacle padding. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's special.
Maybe also you could go in, for those who are of age, of course. You don't want to pollute the youth's minds.
What? Yes, we do.
Huh?
Wait, why do you think we're making this episode?
I guess that's true,
screw
right?
Screw the youth!
Fuck the youth! Go in there and you can pay to watch some chicks get raped in a cage by tentacles.
We're like M&M, investing in your kids' ears, we're nesting.
Of course, it's not actually rape because they're enjoying it, because they're sick.
Sick. Well, to be perfectly frank, I was thinking more like the tentacle rape would be like part of the decor. So you could have like a living girl like tied to a wall by tentacles.
Oh, interesting. And then maybe you could do things to her for a very extensive price.
Very extensive.
We'll say lucrative for us.
You know what I think could be another factor of this? There could be like the tentacle that's basically like a sponge dipped in like a semi-slimy water, and a girl sits on like a stool and you can like get her wet and she's in, white clothing.
That's a good idea for a
wet her down.
Awesome. Like a wet t-shirt bar where you just get to like stare and fondle this girl's wonderful bosom.
Exactly.
That'd be awesome. I would totally go to that.
We'll call it a wet sponge cafe, and they'll have like some slang term for it where you just I got it. I got this, ready?
Spongy.
You've got like a you have like a round table with chairs around it where you're eating. And in the middle, there's a hole in the table, and there's a girl sitting in it. And then you can just pass the sponge around the table and just take turns, like, getting her wet with it.
Yeah.
And
you could pay. You could pay by the amount of wetness. In other words,
or how much clothing she has, or how hot she is. Or how young. You pay an extra 10,000 yen an hour if you want 12 years or 12 years younger.
Fuck.
This is Japan, okay?
How about a cafe, right? You can go in and pay, obviously, to buy these pastries that they've made that are delicious pastries of dirty shit like a woman's vagina or like a big set of tits, or if you're a chick, maybe a giant veiny dick. And then if you want to pay more, you can watch one of sexy women have sex with it in front of you before you take it home.
Or just eat it in a sexy manner, keeping it somewhat feasible.
That too. Or maybe you could feed it to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe or cram it into orifices where it probably shouldn't go.
Well, I mean, bakeries are huge in Japan, so this really could take off.
Can you say yeast infection?
Oh, man, you made a pun about pussy.
Nah, yeah.
All right, I got another one.
All right. I've drank about maybe a quarter of this bottle in the last, since we started podcasting tonight.
Oh, my.
And, yeah.
All right, so what were you before on a scale of 1 to 10 of drunkenness?
Probably, like, a 1.
What are you now?
Probably, like, a 5.
We're working our way up. All right, so I got one. How about a cafe where the entire inside of it is modeled after the inside of a woman's vagina and womb?
What?
That'd be awesome. Like, just line the walls with, like, realistic-feeling giant vaginas. You could, like, crawl inside of one if you wanted to.
It's like, what section?
Like, a rib tunnel that leads to other vaginas in different areas in the cafe.
You would have have that cafe be millions. So hot.
I can just see it. Inashimase! Which section would you like to sit in? I think I'll take the, The labia?
I think I'll take the blue oozing vagina.
And you can pay extra to sit at the placenta table.
You also pay extra to have natural female, the scent added to the room through vents that you can't see.
Oh, God. This sounds like the grossest cafe ever. As the only one present with a vagina.
Who the hell would want to eat
there?
That
is the last thing you want to put your whole body into.
I think I could pass on that.
I mean,
I'm going to pass on this idea of the scenting. I was on board until we got to that.
Just think, you could have cheese days.
Oh, fuck. How many days?
Oh, man.
It's unfortunate. This is a Sunday. She hasn't washed since Tuesday.
And the cafe would have to close once a month.
For a good scrubbing?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Alrighty, then.
Does anybody else have any additional ideas? Otherwise, we're going to have to go back to...
Besides, like, all the cafes that probably exist, like, a schoolgirl cafe with, like, chicks that have, like, the most fabulous thighs I've ever seen in my life. Like, I see these girls up here, and some of them just have, like, the nicest thighs. I just want to grab them.
Girls up there,
you know, that's called sexual harassment.
Are you talking about...
Yeah.
The girls in Maine?
Back in the day, it wouldn't have been. Back in the day, it would have been flattering.
What?
Yeah. Back in them old medieval times.
Did I miss something?
I'm going to hit me a time warp back
I'm so
time,
confused.
So I'm going to have me a wench.
No idea what
he's
talking
about.
Serve
me dinner when I come home.
Say, like back in the day, in medieval times, how old are you?
I'm meant to give us the old man here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Mitski.
I have an idea for a cafe.
All right.
I think
what's
like a robot kind of cyborg cafe would go over well.
What?
Do they follow the laws of robotics?
Yeah.
Yes. Can you have sexual intercourse with them?
Of course you can. They're like android cyborgy things.
Are they self-cleaning?
They are. And they are programmed not to say no.
Are they economical?
They're actually very green, self-sustaining even.
Oh, fantastic. Like steam-powered?
Do they have working sex organs?
Can you impregnate them?
No.
Awesome.
No. Can you hire ones that can for a very expensive fee? Almost like a Persicom, but like in Chi mode or whatever the fuck that was.
I think this conversation of this cafe has gone to shit.
Huh?
Gone to shit.
It's gone to shit.
Gone to shit, yeah, yeah. I suppose.
But how about those strip clubs?
How about those strip clubs? You know what would really go well? Like, that I could see really going well in, like, Japan and Akihabara? A lolly cafe. Like, everyone dresses like
man,
they're 12.
I'm not! And
what is he saying? I don't even know if he's talking to me.
Marco's gonna nut about the lolly.
Oh, okay. But I'm just thinking, like, you make everything oversized. Like, it's a little kid's playroom. Or something, and you have like big Totoro plushies and stuff, and they're all sitting with like pigtails and like little schoolgirl, like really slutty schoolgirl outfits, and they're like, "Do you want to color with me? Oh, I got color on my shirt. Why don't I just take it off?"
So they're not, but they're
to wash it.
Oh.
But they're not actually.
No, they're not.
All right, then that could be pretty hot, and you know all the businessmen would love.
I love Lolita chicks. Jesus God. Hey, by the way, I'm out of alcohol, so...
You drank all of it?
Can I take a short commercial break to go snatch a beer? While you guys say something?
Okay, you go get a beer, and we'll keep talking.
Okay. I'll be back.
I think the businessmen would love that.
Yeah, no, I really think they would. And like I said, you do everything oversized, you make it like a children's playroom. And you just go with it from there.
Children's playroom.
Yeah.
But they're going to take their clothes off?
Well, like I'm thinking, like, really big tables and really big chairs. So, like, you sit in them and you look like you're a little kid kind of deal. Like, plushy things so you can throw someone on the floor and it won't hurt them.
All right, I'm back.
But there's not going to be, like, sex going on, right?
Grab two, just in case.
Not in the cafe. But you could pay to tutor the girls.
What's up? Hookers?
Yes.
I love them. You know what I like doing now? What? I like telling them that I'll pay them more if they let me put them in the trunk of my car while I take them back to my place, because it's like one of those things that I just like, right?
You're full of shit.
And then I take them out to the middle of fucking nowhere, drop them off. Yeah.
And leave them. Stupid fucking hookers.
Leave them out where they don't want to be. Out with them Hare Krishnas or all them crazy people. I know them Hare Krishnas back home are pretty crazy.
What are we talking about again?
Oh my god.
This is like the most cracked out random hentai episode we've ever had. I don't even know if this is funny. Are people still listening to this? Listeners, are you still putting up with this shit?
Rogo's drunk, that's why.
What?
You're drunk. Oh my god. I am not. Okay, so we've detracted again from the conversation.
Of course.
I'm out of ideas for hentai cafes.
Cafes. More cafe ideas.
Yeah.
I think
anime cafe?
They already have that.
You can go in, right, and they have an extensive catalog of different costumes that you can pick what you want your waitress to be. Like an extensive
catalog. Oh, that's not bad.
Like any anime that you could think of that doesn't suck ass.
Oh yeah, and she could then change real quick.
And maybe some of the more popular ones that still suck ass, you know, because there's always those ones that people like that suck ass, like One Piece. or Arakawa Under the Bridge.
Oh, that anime does suck.
That anime is fucking terrible.
That's not a bad idea. So it's a cosplay cafe.
Flame me.
So it's a cosplay cafe, basically.
Basically, yeah. But, you know, if you know, on the menu, right, that after the food and, like, obviously the drink section, you have another section where it's you can choose what kind of things you can have her do. And it's a digital menu, so depending on what character you get, it'll change for each individual character based on who they are and what they've done, kind of in the context of who they are.
The menu changes?
Wouldn't that be freaking sweet?
You said the menu changes it? The menu changes?
It's a digital menu. Let's say you pick Iria, right? You can have her things based on kind of how her character is. Or let's say you pick, pick one, Mitsuki.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. That sounds like a really expensive cafe.
Offensive?
Maybe it'd be better more like a hostess club where they could charge more for it.
I mean, holy shit, their menu would have to be massive.
Oh, yeah?
Besides,
are you confused?
I liked your idea of the cosplay, but I don't think that the idea of the food is feasible. But one,
not food.
You said the menu changed.
The menu, you can have, there's a section on the menu of things that you can have her do.
Oh.
Like, not shit you can eat like, based on who she is. That'd be fucking, how the fuck would you figure that out?
Like, for example, what kind of stuff would she do? Dance?
I don't fucking know.
Take
like,
off the cosplay?
I mean, like, it would be like her attitude. I don't know. Something interactive.
Well, I've lost interest. The discussion has fallen apart. Should I push the panic button?
Yeah, push the panic button, why not?
Alright, so we have a review tonight also.
Why are people still listening to this crap?
I think this crap is brilliance.
People clamor for these hentai episodes. I get asked all the
they
time by people.
They fucking do. You wanna know why? Because there's sausage involved! Sausage and titties! Ow! Sausage!
Wow.
Oh, man.
I had to get that out.
That's cool. I appreciate that. But
you would appreciate it.
Yeah, people ask me all the time on Facebook and on our website and in emails, where the hell is the next hentai episode?
You all are sick fucks.
And they go, well, why aren't they live? And I say, because we do them very spontaneously. And it's
yeah,
a little bit hard.
Yeah, this one was planned all of like, actually this one was kind of planned in advance.
A little bit.
I mean, in advance, it was like a week.
Except we changed the time, so that would have fucked things up.
Yeah.
But we're going to review a hentai. It's an old one. I don't know
okay.
if you've seen it, Roku. It's called Cool Devices.
I feel
cool,
like everyone
cool
has
devices?
Seen at least one of these.
Yeah, Cool Devices.
I've seen this.
All right, then we've all seen it. All
right, awesome. All right, I'm gonna
cool devices. Wow.
I'm gonna lead this.
All right, you lead it.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so cool devices is an OVA, OAV, however you would like to word it. And it is 11 episodes, which is actually kind of impressively. 11? Yeah.
Wow, 11? Holy shit.
I thought it was like 6.
No, it's 11.
I thought it was like 3.
No, it's 11.
Wow.
I've seen like all of them.
I got more watching to do.
Well, Chiaki's apparently a pro.
Yeah. Or that or a sick fuck.
Yeah, you must be, because Cool Devices is pretty fucking sick.
Cool Devices is really bad. So, it was released in 1995, so you kind of have that older animation style, but because it's older, it was not censored.
Not censored.
Yay!
Which, to me, automatically gets it, like, 1 star.
Yes, definitely. At least, probably, like, 1.5. Censored hentai is, like, the worst shit ever. It's like, oh, this is hot, this is hot, this is hot, well, oh yeah,
All I can say is, I'm a boob man, and censored hentai just makes them focus on the boobs more, which I appreciate.
Yeah, see, I just want the whole package, but
I'm also a boob man.
Oh, what a coincidence.
So am I. I'm a boob man, too.
So continue, please.
Fucking love the titties.
Got them titties?
Love them titties.
I love me a good set of tatas, I'll tell ya.
It was released by the studio Green Bunny. And that's about all of the formal information I'm going to give, because this isn't a fucking regular review, it's a hentai review.
Yeah, we just wing it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Unique stories.
Unique stories, yes. Each of the episodes is a unique story, and
well, quote-unquote story.
Yeah, quote-unquote
really,
story.
Just a different
story. There's really only, like, 2 that actually have any semblance of plot, and really the plot, even for those two, is just kind of like, here's a rough story. Now let us let it degenerate into tentacles raping girls and shit like that.
How does that guy cut that girl's swimsuit open with that box cutter without slicing her vagina open?
Man, holy shit!
I mean, how does she let him do that?
He takes the
box cutter to her vagina area.
It is a very sharp box cutter. And that is very thin fabric, stretched very tight. That is the only thing I can say.
Maybe she had a bad piercing job and she lost all feeling.
Oh no, that'd be so sad.
That happens.
Obviously, by what we're saying, there is an episode where she's in a swimming suit. But like, seriously,
guys, take a minute. Rucker just said that he'd kill himself if he had a bad vagina piercing.
Fuck you, Mitski. I don't want to listen to your shit.
Anyway, we always knew Roko.
All right, so keep going. I know why you like this, though, and it sounds a bondage.
You're not supposed to tell them about that.
It has, and that's why I like it.
Secret.
It has tons of bondage and rape, but honestly,
Cal knows because he's met me in person.
He's still talking. I know why you like this, because it has tons of rape in it.
Yes, it has tons of bondage and rape, and that's why I enjoy it. But I have to say, some of the episodes are...
You're sick fuck. You should go see a therapist.
I never claim not to be. But the thing is it's the fun kind of rape, where she's like, no, I'm being raped. Oh, I like it. So it's not like really rape.
Like the cat girl they have in that cage in like the third episode
or
whatever.
Yeah, it's not like really rape. It's just kind of more surprise sex.
Oh my god, you're funny.
It's like, oh, I'm being raped. Oh, it's just sex. Okay, I'm cool with this. I've done this before.
I'm being raped. Why do I like it so much? Because her colon open.
But like, some of them are even...
And then spins her around and launches her 50 feet.
What? What are you talking about, Roko? But there's like one episode, I think it's like episode 3... But it's called Operation Kirei, and it's basically like 2 girls on an island, and they have breasts literally the size of bowling balls.
Oh my god!
Fucking sweet.
That's not even like good. It's just so, like, I don't know. I've kind of like, when I was younger, I used to be like, yeah, giant tits, woo, and now I'm just kind of like, those don't even look real, and I just feel like I'm watching like an animated piece of paper that looks ridiculous.
That's kind of how I feel about it too. Is it's like I like big tatas, but there's a point where I'm like, That just wouldn't happen. So you have these two girls, you know, they're tiny-waisted and giant tatted, and they basically just get, like, raped the whole thing by these gross Neanderthal people.
Oh my god, Neanderthals? Are they wearing animal skins?
No, like, they're, like, gross-looking. And then, basically what happens is they get murdered and thrown down a ventilation shaft, and that's how the episode ends.
Oh my god, I missed this one.
That's like, and they link it oddly to like butterflies, and like the one girl like I guess has like an orgasm or something, and she becomes a beautiful butterfly before she's murdered and thrown down the ventilation shaft where she can become one with the other.
Is that supposed to be like a metaphor for how she's feeling?
Well, she can become a pile of carbon.
I have no idea, but it is just bad. I mean, it's like one guy in the production turned to another guy. It was like, do we need to have the characters ever say yes to sex? Why have them say yes? Hentai defies all common law. Why do we have to worry about crap like that?
Well, the episode with the swimsuit's not rape.
Yes,
it's
is.
Not rape, no, if it's she's not. Enjoying it, especially if she orgasms. Then that's definitely not rape.
You have a fucked up concept of rape, then.
He's taking a fucking box cutter to her swimsuit.
She's there of her own volition, and rather than take the swimsuit off, because it's a one piece, a little harder to take off, he just decides to fucking cut the swimsuit open.
Okay, yeah, it's like yes, borderline rape, though.
That's a great idea.
It's not borderline rape, she's there.
Oh my god, do we need to watch this episode? Because she's at first like, no, I can't.
That's because she's shy and doesn't want to be a whore, it's Japan. Haven't you learned anything?
What's that dick in her pussy?
Okay, alright.
It's wet for her.
That one's borderline not rape, but seriously.
It's definitely not.
So then, like, the other production guy was like, how about a plot? And the guy was like, no, we don't need plot.
But you've got to give the hentai props for having such a large variety of content, right?
Yes, and I do give it props for that.
Don't
like,
talk to you, dear, talk shit on it. Why don't you talk...
I mean, it's a lot of episodes.
Why don't you
talk, hentai, right?
Why don't you talk a little bit more about the episode with the electric prongs on the nipples?
Yes.
Is that the one with the two catgirls?
No, there's like three whole episodes devoted to nothing but hardcore like S&M bondage torture.
I skipped the one where like it was like a lot of torture, rape, and then urination. Because when it has urination, I'm just like, no, I'm done. I'm no longer interested.
Don't play coy with us. You like it.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Bodily fluid should not be involved with other bodily fluids in that way.
What about bodily fluids?
Huh? What about what?
Never mind.
Sorry, you keep cutting out pretty frequently.
You guys are just not paying attention.
Well, I can't hear you because you keep cutting out, but all right.
One of my favorite ones, though, is the one with the drug Yellow Star, which makes women enjoy being raped by random dudes. And
yes.
Pretty sweet. That's pretty sweet.
And basically...
If you like him...
The girl gets her...
All right. Finish your sentence, and then I may ask a question.
The girl gets her hands on the drug, and knowing what it's going to do, and then takes the drug anyway.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
If the drug makes her like being raped, is it really rape?
See, that's what this whole anime is like.
It's theoretical.
And
why
wouldn't she want to take it?
It's
being raped. Would you rather... not enjoy it? I mean, and be, like, fucked up for the rest of your life?
Okay, here's another question.
Oh, my God.
It's like, take this drug, or you're gonna be emotionally fucked for the rest of your life. Okay, I think I'll take the drug. Yeah, let's have sex.
I never looked at it that way, Roko. Oh, my God.
Okay. All right, so now I have two questions. Is she living in some environment where it's just inevitable? She's going to be raped.
No, it's like she's going out of her way. She doesn't want to be raped,
well,
but
weird.
She wants to take the drug that will make her want to be raped, even though she lives in a safe environment.
So...
That's weird.
So she's just stupid.
You're fucked up. Chuck, you're sick. You need help.
All right, so
we're going to have to get you some help.
So, all right, the other question is a philosophical question.
Oh my god, philosophical on a hentai episode at 11:40 when Roko's a six.
I already said it.
I'm probably, yes, I'm still six. I need to hurry up. I haven't even gone through a PBR yet. This is sad. Excuse me a moment while I finish my beer.
Okay. Pabst Blue Ribbon will be ashamed. All right, so...
Fuck you!
The philosophical question is, if... I already said it. If she wants to be raped and likes it, is it really rape?
Yes.
My opinion is that it's not. What?
It is rape, but it doesn't matter because she's enjoying it.
Like I said, I generally say rape is when it's like the real deal. Like the girl is upset, doesn't want it, like it's forced. And then surprise sex is like the hentai version of rape normally. Where the girl is like, no, don't rape. Okay. Surprise sex, rape. Surprise sex, rape.
All right. Anyway. That's fascinating. What else we got?
I wish I still had the gin from last night.
We have gin, apparently. What or else, lack thereof.
What else we got on for this?
I don't have much else. I mean, it's basically a hodgepodge of random kinky crap. If that's your kind of thing, you'll probably find an episode that'll deliver on, because it has everything from bondage to torture to gangbangs to lesbies to lolies to semi-plots to tentacles.
Catgirls.
To catgirls to...
which I enjoy
to
thoroughly.
To cool devices.
Yeah. I mean, it's like... It's definitely focused on the kink side of things, but... I would say that there is some stuff on the more normal side, one or two episodes, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'd give this anime.
It's not an anime.
Why don't we,
or hentai.
All right, Well, why don't we both rate it?
All right. I was going to give it a 2 out of 5 because the animation isn't very good. It is old. It gets 1 star for not being censored and another star for having good variety.
I was gonna
Can you really grade something on its age, though?
Yeah, I was gonna give it a 3.
Because that's what the technology was like back then.
That's true. Maybe. So we could maybe settle on a 2.5.
I don't know. Roko, what would you give it? You have an input too.
I would say at least probably a 2.5. That would make it. I mean, almost passing. Average.
Yeah. Well,
all right, so it gets a 2.5 out of 5.
What else have we given a 2.5 to?
How many episodes that they managed to make of this thing? People obviously must have liked it.
Either that, or it was just cheap to make, and they had lots, and they.
That too. That is also
a 2.5 is higher than The Hills Have Sides.
They were committed, though. They were damn committed to making lots of cool devices. I'll tell you.
A 2.5 is the same score as Milk Junkies.
2.5, I think, is good. 2.5, what?
2.5 cool devices.
2.5 cool devices out of 5?
Electric nipple electric.
They work 60% of the time, all the time.
Two and a half
yellow star pills.
2.5 nipple tasers.
Oh my god, nipple tasers.
That's in there.
2.5 thrusting tentacles.
So how long have we been doing this now?
Let me check.
Yeah, we can...
I don't know, because Oh, we've been doing this for... It says 43 minutes, but that's not accurate. Probably close to maybe half an hour.
So now that we've discussed strip clubs, cafes, how drunk Roko is, sausage.
I am not that drunk. We're not that drunk.
And we reviewed cool devices. Is it time to end the episode?
No.
All right, Roko, what do you want to talk about? Lay it on us.
I don't give a shit. Something. I feel like continuing our hentai episode.
All right, so let me ask this question again. Is it time to end the episode?
I guess.
Oh, man. We really need topics for hentai episodes, guys. You really should, pitch in on that.
All right, so, I didn't think it was that bad. Granted, I didn't do 2 hours of research like I did for the Soaplands. But come on, it was Memorial Day weekend.
You really got into those Soaplands.
It was Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, so this has been the 5th hentai episode of the Anime Addicts Anonymous.
Only the 5th?
Fuck. All right, so this has been the 15th hentai episode of the Anime Addicts Anonymous podcast. I know that.
I was just say fuck.
All right, Roko, will you please shut up for a minute.
I'm sorry.
All right, so this has been the 15th hentai episode of the Anime Addicts Anonymous podcast. Hopefully this will satiate all of you that were bitching at me on Facebook and email and forum, etc. But, yeah, so that's about it, I think.
Awesome.
I hope you guys enjoyed the perversity.
Go find some titties, kids.
Yes. Be